Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Pilipinas Mabuhay, welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam
and Tito Oscar,
here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living, and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Nandito na naman po kami, si Tito Oscar and Tita Miriam, here on Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. Kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? Kumusta ang nakaraan ninyong linggo at kumusta ang kainyong weekend? Be with us today from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. once again here on Pilipinas Mabuhay.
Sa tanang dapit nga ako napunta, ang tumangkaanyag ni sakmit sa akong mga mata, ikabay luko pa ba kiningiutang pinangga, nga ginikanan sa ubos kong arana.
Union. Western Union. Walang palyang padala.
Always ang saya.
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have a range of special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Santo Niño, Señor Santo Niño, oh, dan.
daghang salamat o Senyor, santo ninyo. Sa mahal mo nga panalangin, alam ka na mo. Kadasig o kalikun sa pagtubo, kaluoy o pasay lugihatan mo. Dayon ka, himayang ka.
Okay, maing hapon sa tanan itong kaigsuunan sa kahanginan, especially dito sa atong Adiko Boys. Special greetings and happy birthday to Alan Lambago sa 39 Dunaban Street, Adiko Sim Boys.
Nagkahiusa ang tanan sa paghalal o pagdawat sa santos nga pagkalal.
Dito sa atong mga Adiko Boys sa Hamilton, sa Wellington, o din especially din sa Oakland. Maayong hapon o hinaot na minaw kamo sa itong programa Pilipinas Mabuhay din sa 104.6 Planet FM.
Sa tanan nga panahon,
kining inyong Tito Oscar. Tita Miriam.
And yes, Tito Oscar, gusto ko lang sanang mangumusta sa lahat na nating mga faithful listeners dito sa 104.6 Planet FM, Pilipinas Mabuhay. Kumusta? Kumusta kayong lahat dyan? It seems like the weather is getting a little bit chilly today. So, ingat lang kayo dyan. Make sure that you don't get caught with their very thin clothes. Ano? Because that's when all the colds will start. Kumusta ang ating mga kabataan? Are they looking forward to perhaps a long break in a week or so? We're getting closer to Holy Week, Tito Oscar.
Yes.
So I believe our songs will start to getting a bit slow. Starting to get slow and inspirational music from here. Then on.
Okay, so, Vintin Siso naman, Tita
yes,
Miriam.
Yes, Tito Oscar, you're listening once again to Pilipinas Mabuhay here on 104.6 Planet FM. This is your Tita Miriam.
Sa tanang ng panahon, simbahon ka, awitan ka, dayon ka, himayahon ka, daghang salamat, viva pit Señor, daghang salamat, viva
Paglalakbay kundi sa iyo ang mundo ay mabigay. Kinabukasan mo ay sana'y magtagumpay. Handog sa iyo ng pag-ibig kong tunay. Birthday binyag, Pasko ang maan, aking iniyakan dahil di napuntahan. Ngunit ramdam ko dito sa aking puso na sa bawat okasyon ay kasama rin ako. Sa aking munting madala sa pag-abot ng bawat hangarin. Ito ako, nasa bayang dayuhan, kumakayod ng lubos, kumita lamang. Kalungkutan ko ay tinitiis na lang, alang-alang sa'yo, para sa iyo lamang. Sa aking munting padala, tila ako'y nandiyan na rin. Kasama mo sa pag-abot ng bawat hangarin. Kinabukasan mo ay sana'y magtagumpay. Handog sa iyo ng pag-ibig kong tunay. Malayo man tayo, magkaya ka pa rin sa akin. Panala, kayo'y aking kapili. Sa aking padala, kayo'y aking kapili.
Salamat, Western Highland.
Pinoy, ang
of that song earlier, Tito Oscar,
yes,
that says, tayo ay nasa bayang dayuhan, mga kahirapan tinitiis lamang para sa kabutihan ng ating mga mahal sa buhay. In the end, everyone deals with struggles in life. But when a barrier occurs, it is simple to get down and want to give up. Oftentimes, we get lost and don't know what to do in life. A man by the name of Michael Miller, who works with children and young people, talks about certain struggles that we all face at one point or another, and he shares his experience on how he and we ourselves can overcome them. It is to be used as a motivator to get us past those walls of destruction. Live for God and let Him carry us through all things that stand in our way. Life is a constant struggle. There are moments of happiness and moments of sadness. There are moments of laughter and moments of tears. But to live a life with purpose, we must have the passion to overcome any obstacle that life bestows on us. Let us live life carrying a positive attitude around us and never give up our virtues, never give up our ethics and values. We all have problems as we try to go through life. There is no such thing as never having any barriers on our path to each destination. First of all, we need to accept the fact that we will have to deal with difficult problems in our life, and probably more often than we want to, or more often than we expect to. We need to accept the fact that we probably won't understand why we are being faced with certain situations. If we accept a problem when it comes our way, we will eliminate some of the stress that comes along with it. It will also help us to understand the problem. Once we have an understanding of the problem, we are able to focus on solutions. But if our mind is at an emotional state of disequilibrium, then we will not be able to weigh out possible solutions. We will be blind. Stress usually puts the mind and body in chaos. It makes us think only one-dimensionally. We want to try not to have a one-track mind or closed mind when we are dealing with struggles. Let us be open for suggestions and assistance. Aside from prayer, friends and family are good people to turn to when we need assistance. Don't ever let that opportunity pass by. Our writer Michael Miller said that many of his friends have helped him along his journey, and without them, he honestly does not know where he would be right now. Any true friend will drop whatever he or she is doing to listen and offer advice if we want it. Family are also good to turn to if we are comfortable with that. So, with prayer, let us trust that God will send someone who will be there to listen and guide us in a positive direction. Sometimes we become weary that we may be a problem to others. When we pour out our problems to them. If God has sent someone we feel we can trust, then that person will never be a burden. We will never be a burden to that person. It is best that we have an outlet for our burdens, for our problems, for any challenges that we face in life that we ourselves find difficult to handle. Let us not let it bottle inside us. Remember, there is always an opening at the end of the tunnel, and it is a light shining brightly. Life presents us with many different experiences. Sometimes, they are wholly positive experiences. But at other times, they really challenge us to dig inside ourselves and find something we never knew existed. What we learn from these experiences shapes our characters. Life has a lot of twists and turns. Like a road that seems to wind on and on until we feel like we will never reach our destination. When we get caught up in wondering or worrying where we are going or how long is the road going to be, we will not enjoy the ride. We should not get upset when we miss turns in life. It is certain that we will hit a rough place, or may perhaps fall into a hole or two holes along the way. It has been said, life is what we make it. So, let us ask ourselves. Let us look into ourselves. Are we an optimist or a pessimist? The age-old test says, do we see the glass as half full or do we see it as half empty? We surely go through or experience ups and downs, twists and turns, detours and trials along the way, like potholes and bumps in the road. However, we need and we must manage to navigate them. Jesus told us not to think it strange when we fall into diverse temptations. He said we will have trials, and when they end, we will move on to mountaintop experiences, and eventually, we will encounter valleys again. We can stop along the way, breathe the fresh air, and take time to smell the roses. Or we can grit our teeth and see the problems rather than gaining a few from God's perspective. Blessings are like the train ride in a Christmas movie, The Polar Express. The conductor had a destination and a schedule to keep, but occasionally there were detours and, of course, there were delays. Yet the conductor constantly checked his watch and with great determination made it despite all the obstacles. Can we enjoy our journey? Are we enjoying our journey in life? We can definitely enjoy it if we remember to live one day at a time, and especially to trust the Lord to guide us. God wants us to enjoy our travels as we rest our hearts in Him, as we put our trust in Him, as we understand that He is all about helping us reach the destination that He has planned and prepared for us. So let us keep a positive attitude, and let us constantly pray when trials come along the way, not only when trials come along the way. We can give our cares to the Lord, and He will help us out of our troubles. We will hit those potholes and bumps, but the road will eventually level up. So let us enjoy the ride and pull over from time to time to rest and enjoy God's panoramic view that He set before us. In our life, there are many blessings along the way, and the final destination will be worth it all when we see Jesus. So let us cast all our care upon Him, for He cares for each one of us. Let us not be anxious for anything. In everything by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving in our heart, let our request be made known to God. For He said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. So during this time of Lent, let us ask for peace. Let us ask for wholesome, let us ask for healing, and let us stay and remain constant in Him.
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have arranged a special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09 622 9060, or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Nang makilala ka, akala ko ay boba ka. Hindi pala mukha lang. At hindi malilimutan nang ako'y iyong titigan, para akong saging na binabalatan.
At di ko rin
nearly at the end of our show tonight here in Pilipinas Mabuhay 104.6 Planet FM. We hope you enjoyed the reflections that we shared with you as we welcome the coming of Holy Week in a week's time. So take good care of yourselves. It's a bit chilly today. Put on something warm and do keep us in your prayers. We love you and we will keep you in our prayers and in our thoughts. This is your Tita Miriam once again.
And Tito Oscar saying to you, Pilipinas mabuhay! Salamat sa inyong pagpaminaw na mo, ha? Mga kaigsuunan sa kahanginan at mga kaila, mga kaibigan.
Viva Pit Senor! See you at Good Shepherd Parish tomorrow, 11:30. By the way, Tito Oscar, a very big happy birthday to our beloved Monsignor Bernard Kylie. Tomorrow, Tito Oscar, happy birthday, Monsignor Bernard. Enjoy your day.
And also, we won't forget, happy birthday to Alan Lambago.
Of course.
Of 39 Dunaban Street, Adiko Boy.
Nagkahiusan ang tanan sa paghalay, upagdawat sa santos nga pagkalawat. Kung magkalinaw ni Jesus akong nadawat, Santo Niño kami magpasalamat. Daigon ka, himayaon ka, sa tanan nga panahon simbahon ka, awitan ka. Daigon ka, himayaon ka, daghang salamat. Viva Pit Senor! Isang yaw ang iyak kadayana, sa'y lugihatan mo. Daigun ka, himayaon ka, sa tanang na panahon simbahon ka, awitan ka. Daigun ka, himayaon ka, daghang salamat. Viva!
Just missed it? Your favorite show is available on demand 5 minutes after it's finished. planetaudio.org.nz.
Hello, I'm Mark.
I'm Cookie.
And I'm Pi.
Together, we bring you the buzz, hush, and the goss.
Keep yourself updated with the ongoing Philippine matters and reminisce the original Filipino music favorites.
Every Saturday from 12:25 until 2 p.m., Tinig Pinoy brings you the hottest and the latest.
Here on Planet FM 104.6.